USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. In L.A., hundreds of trees that were downed in the storm Sunday and early yesterday remain on the ground and need to be cleared. The rain tapering off yesterday in Los Angeles, allowing utility crews to work quickly to bring the power back on for many. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, the Fulton County DA, who launched the investigation into Trump and his allies years ago. She gave all co-defendants until noon Friday to turn themselves in. Trump was charged last week with racketeering and conspiracy in connection to alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Earlier Monday, Trump agreed to a $200,000 bond in the case. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Economists say a government shutdown is likely to happen later this year. Goldman Sachs releasing a report last night that says all of the ingredients for a shutdown are present, including a thin House majority, a dispute on spending levels, and potential complications from various political issues. The report points to debate over aid for Ukraine and funding for border security as prime examples. New funding rolling out for asylum seekers in New York City. Governor Kathy Hochul has announced $20 million in funding to support migrants staying in New York City shelters. A backlog in the Panama Canal likely to bring supply chain issues. One of the most critical trading routes for the U.S. has been hit by drought and extreme weather. Container ships normally head for the East Coast have been unable to get through if they're too heavy to float through the current conditions. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Tennessee might be home to the world's only giraffe born without spots. The reticulated giraffe, who belongs to an endangered species, was born at Bright Zoo in Limestone last month. Experts believe she's the only spotless giraffe anywhere on the planet. She's already 6 feet tall, and voting on her name starts today on the zoo's Facebook page. A new poll suggests a strong majority of Americans support the striking Hollywood writers and actors. More from Mark Mayfield.
According to Data for Progress, 67% of likely voters surveyed said they support the strikes by the Writers Guild of America and SAG-AFTRA. 18% oppose them. The poll also found that nearly half of those responded have a negative view of the major Hollywood studios. Actors want better compensation, including from streaming content, and protections from artificial intelligence. Writers want a guaranteed minimum number of weeks of work in television and weekly pay for screenwriters.
California has spawned a new trending word called Hurricane. Just as the state managed its first tropical storm in more than 80 years, an earthquake hit Sunday afternoon. The magnitude 5.1 earthquake shocked people in parts of Ventura and L.A. counties. At least six aftershocks shook at a magnitude of 3.0 or greater. Soon after, hashtag Hurricane began to trend on social media. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.